After being beaten and thrown into prison by the magistrates of the town of Philippi, Paul and Silas brought the jailer and all his family to faith in Christ, following an earthquake that shook the place during the night. Early the next day, the civil authorities sent their officers to the jailer with orders to release the two men. The jailer said to Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, although we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now they want to get rid of us quietly? No, let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were very alarmed, as it was against the law to scourge a Roman citizen for any reason whatsoever, or to condemn him without regular trial and defence. They hurried to the prison and apologized to the two missionaries. Then they led them out and asked them to leave the city. Paul and Silas first went to Lydia's home to say goodbye to the members of the assembly and to encourage them. Then they left Philippi, heading southwest along the great Roman road known as the Ignatian Way. The missionaries traveled on through Amphipolis and Apollonia and came to the free city of Thessalonica, the capital of Macedonia, which was a prosperous commercial and military center, accessible from both land and sea. Many Jews lived there, so on the Sabbath Paul, as was his custom, went to the synagogue to talk to them. During three Sabbath days he reasoned with the people from the Scriptures, explaining the gospel and proving that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah," he said. Some of the Jews believed and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and many of the leading women, and a new church was founded. Day after day, Paul announced the gospel to the people, and during the night he worked with his hands to pay for his expenses, so as not to be a burden to anyone. More than once, the Christians in Philippi sent him gifts when he was in need. Paul and Silas stayed with a believer named Jason. But the unbelieving Jews became jealous and decided to put an end to Paul's ministry in the city. They rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the streets. They went to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas, in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men have caused trouble everywhere. Now they have come to our city, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are defying the laws of the emperor, saying that there is another king by the name of Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city magistrates were very troubled. Finally, the authorities released Jason and the others on bail and let them go. As soon as it was night, the disciples sent Paul and Silas away to Berea, a city lying to the southwest of Thessalonica, about 60 kilometers away. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue and began to preach Jesus. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did a great number of prominent Greek women and many God-fearing men. But after a while, Paul was forced to leave again, as the Jews in Thessalonica heard that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, and that his message was well received. So they went there too, and began to agitate the crowds and stir up riots. Immediately the brothers in Berea sent Paul to the coast, while Silas and Timothy stayed behind to help with the young church. Next episode, Paul in Athens.